Meeting of the South Jordan City Planning Commission for Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. We do have five commissioners in attendance this evening, and we have our new commissioner online, Ms. Harding. She's unable to join us this evening, I'm told, because of illness, so we hope you get better and get to meet you in person at our next meeting. However, because of that, our next item will not occur. Which is before our agenda, so we don't need to make any motions to our agenda because it's before our agenda. So item number B, the oath of office will occur hopefully at our next meeting if you feel better, and then we will occur that. But she will be joining us virtually. However, because she's not sworn in as an officer, she won't be able to vote, and we'll let her participate as part of the general public comment during the first two items just so we're consistent with the rest of the public, because until she is sworn in, she's not a duly, I guess, official officer, so we just want to be consistent with the rest of the citizens. So that takes us to item number C, a motion to approve our agenda. And one thing I just want to note, this is our second amended agenda from what was published just because of the oath of office. But any changes that need to be made to the agenda, I believe there's one that will be discussed. Commissioner Bevins.
I would like to move that we approve the agenda as published with removal of item K1, Planning Commission discussion regarding commission rules.
I will second that. Any discussion to the motion to this agenda, and then we will just hold off on our rules until our next meeting when all hopefully all six of us are here and we can have that discussion together. Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes 5 in favor. Takes us to item number D, the approval of our minutes from the February 25th, 2025 meeting. Hopefully you all had a chance to review those. Thank you, staff, for putting those together. They were very thorough because we had a very long meeting that last time for that our one item, but thank you for putting those together. Any changes that need to be made to the minutes? I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I approve that we approve the minutes from the February 25th, 2025 Planning Commission meeting as published.
Okay, I will second that. We have a motion and a by Commissioner Hollis, second by Commissioner Gedge. Any discussion to the motion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any opposed? No, that motion carries 6 in favor. So that takes us to item number E, our staff business. I will look to my left, audience right.
I just have one thing. Need to ask the commission, what about the April 8th meeting? I know one of you has said that he will be attending the baseball game that night. I just didn't know if anybody, we need to know if there's going to be a quorum because we'll be sending out notices for that meeting. The same week we have our next meeting, so we need to be able to tell people that not to expect to be on. If you're not going to have a meeting, we need to
Guess part of that is, you know, that's 4 weeks from today. Mm-hmm. Will there be an opening night 4 weeks from today at the new ball field?
So far so good.
Okay. And there's not going to be any type of city event that would require attendance from dignitaries, correct?
As far as I know, I don't think so.
Okay, similar to how we were all invited to the groundbreaking. So I know I will be absent that evening because it is opening day of our new ball field, but anybody else be absent? So it looks like we will have...
I know I will be, yeah.
You'll be here?
I will not be.
You will be here. So we'll have at least two in absence. So looks like we'll probably have... I'm going to thumbs up or let... Soon to be Commissioner Harding's comment. Will she be present where she's online on the 8th as well?
Yeah,
we'll still have four in attendance. Chair Commissioner Hollis, will you be willing to chair that evening? So we should be good to have a meeting that evening.
Okay. All right.
Please have some very heated items that go late into the evening.
We'll try to do our best not to have those.
You're saying you want extra innings?
Well, for me, that way you guys get extra innings here with something like some barns or other
drive-throughs.
I'm going to try to make it all daybreak. Those are usually easy.
Anything else from staff this evening on the left?
I don't have anything else.
Okay, I'm going to look to the right just to make sure. I don't want to let Jeremy feel left out tonight. This might be your only chance to comment. Okay. All right. We will move to item number F, which is our comments from Planning Commission members. I'm going to look to my right. Mr. Bishwell, you go first if you have anything.
Yeah, excuse me. I'm glad to be back, glad to be healthy. And thank you, Commissioner Gedge, for speaking up for me last time when I was not able to be here.
I had to defer a little bit to Commissioner Catmull since I'm not a bike expert, but thank you as well. One thing I'm glad you mentioned, can we just make sure that all the city commissioners' emails are working? I know Mr. Bishop didn't receive the agenda Friday, so we can make sure his email is correct.
Well, somehow we were told that he was no longer going to be on the commission.
Oh.
So I did tell the mayor that I would step down when she found a replacement. And
okay.
That has,
yeah. So he has not resigned, and so he's still hopefully, if we can get him reactivated with that.
Okay. Yeah, that's why we thought that we were allowed to
be on.
Okay. I thought that might have been what happened.
Yeah. I took care of him last night, so we should be good, but okay. Anything else, Mr. Fisher?
Yep.
Ms. Bevins? Ms. Halst? Mr. Catmull?
Just now that the legislative session is over, did we talk about that as training or potential opportunity for training to?
Yeah, I know Mr. Luce shared at one of our meetings the legislative tracking site that they use. Yeah. I went through it really quickly yesterday, but Mr. Simonson, for one of our upcoming trainings, if there are any potential legislative that might have been signed by the governor or will be, you know, any updates that we need to be aware of, maybe we can incorporate that in one of our trainings this year.
Or even topics, kind of like in a college course, a current events type course.
Great. On that. Okay. That's all I had. So item number G, summary action. We have nothing.
Sorry, Chair.
Oh, yes.
Just with regards to what I said previously, I've retracted my offer to step down. So
we appreciate that. Hopefully we didn't scare you away. It looks like we didn't. So we look forward to hopefully having you for 2.5 plus more years.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks.
And we are excited. Hopefully next week we'll have a full commission, and that way we can have 3-3 votes that fell because we're tied, split. I don't think we've ever had that.
I don't think we have.
All right, we'll get into item number I, our two items this evening, administrative public hearings. Just so the public knows, administrative public hearings, these are quasi-judicial items in which the standards are set defined by city code, and so we need to have testimony or evidence presented to us to deviate from what we can review and approve. However, on these items, we will hear first from the city staff member who will be presenting us the item. We will then have some brief commission statement questions of staff of that presentation, which is also published in the agenda. And then we will open up to the applicant to come forward and present any additional information they would like to share. After the applicant, we will open it up to the general public. For the general public, you will come to the podium. Please state your name and address for the public record. You will have up to 3 minutes to give testimony on your item. Again, because these are administrative public hearing items, we can't take hearsay. You can present that, however, we can't consider that in our decision. It has to be submitted evidence that we can consider in our motion. And then after the public hearing is closed, we will take that back, have a discussion leading to a possible motion. Did I miss anything on general high-level overview of administrative public hearings? Okay, so that takes us to item number I-.1, the Whedon Acres Flaglot Subdivision Amended. Properties located at 10537 South 30-10 West and 10555 South 30-10 West, with the applicant Gordon Mylar Construction, Mylar Construction LLC, and Mr. Aguilera will be presenting us this item this evening. And before we get into this, Commissioner Bevins.
Yes, so I have material interest in this particular item, so I will be recusing myself. I will step down, and hopefully once this one is completed, I will be invited back up to finish the meeting.
Okay, thank you for sharing that with us, and I'm sure we'll invite you back up, but stay tuned. Okay, Mr. Aguilera, the time is yours.
Thank you, Commissioner. So this is the Whedon Acres Lots 14 and 15 amended subdivision, which is going to be a flaglot subdivision. This application is in association with the Whedon Acres Flaglot Overlay Rezone that was brought to you back last year. This application was also brought to you previously last year in September, but it was tabled pending the rezone approval by the City Council. So this property, which... is located there on 3010 West. It is 1.9 acres. It is single family residential R1.8, and that's the zoning for that entire subdivision slash area. Right now, as you can see on this, it's been overlaid with the flaglot overlay rezone. So the applicant here is requesting that the Planning Commission approve this subdivision amendment. So it would create four lots. So two additional lots in addition to the 14 and 15A. So these two lots, well, this whole application is associated with the development agreement that was also provided to you. And in it, there's a concept plan of what, you know, the flag lots will look like with proposed footprints of homes. So lots 101 and 102, which I believe you should be able to see here on this plat, maybe here zoomed in a little bit better, will be the remainder lots. Lots 103 and 104 will be the flag lots. They will be sharing an access from 3010 West into the interior and to the back. The two flag lots will be larger than the two remainder lots in the front. There will be a fire truck turnaround, which will be approximately 120 feet long. The access will be 20 feet wide, shared between the two lots. And one correction to the staff report. So in the findings, it does say that due to existing flaglot subdivision requirements, those flaglot subdivision requirements have since been amended. I believe it was last week. So this is taking the requirements into account of the flaglot overlay rezone, which has since been repealed. So lots 101 and 102, which are the remainder lots, are too small to qualify for animal rights, but anyways, the development agreement addresses this to remove the incompatible land use fencing requirements between all of the lots in the amended subdivision, so that is not something to worry about here, but they do still have to meet those incompatible land fencing requirements with lots outside of the amended subdivision. The development agreement does prohibit detached accessory dwelling units, or guest houses, as we call them in South Jordan, within the amended subdivision, and that is also a requirement that's been added to the since changed flaglot ordinance. So staff is recommending approval of this application based on the findings and conclusions in this report.
Great, thank you, Mr. Aguilar. Any questions for Miguel at this point of the staff report? Ms. Hall.
Can I intrude on a question here? I didn't understand what you said about the development agreement on the flag lot or on the guest house.
So the development agreement has a developer obligation section that prohibits guest houses.
Right. I'm looking at that right now. And is, in spite of the new ordinance, that's remaining in the development agreement.
Yeah.
And do you know how that's going to be? I should have come up and asked you this. I'm sorry, but... it says it will be done through deed restrictions or plat restrictions. Do you know specifically how that's going to be done?
So in our conversations with the planning director, it was kind of agreed that it would be noted on the plat, this restriction, and if it was to be wanting to change or anything, it would have to be formally amended with the city through a subdivision amendment or something like that, I believe.
Now, that just tells me that when I review the plat, I need to look for that. So,
yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Simon. Chairman, Commissioner Hollist.
Okay.
5 years used to say that.
Is the 1.8 zone minimum lot size still being met by all four of these properties?
Yes. So the 1.8 zone minimum lot size is 14,520 square feet. So that's roughly 0.33 roughly acres.
Okay.
And each of these lots is greater than that, with the smallest here being lot 101.335 acres.
And then is the overall subdivision density still above what's required for the 1.8 zone?
Yeah, so the overall density for the entire Wheaton Acres is still gonna be below 1.8 unit or lots per acre. Because according to the plat, there's roughly, well, there's 53 lots and roughly 32.37 acres. So that's about 1.6, however many digits. So about five more lots could be fitted into that subdivision before density is increased, or passed.
Okay. We recently saw a new flag lot ordinance that the city was the applicant for. I assume that has passed city council this time.
Yeah.
Will all of those same restrictions apply to this overlay, meaning that the flag lots must be occupied by the owner of that property?
So I will have to look at the new ordinance to be 100% sure about that. Do you know, Greg?
I do. Those flag lots will need to be occupied by the owner of the property.
And Miguel, that was the you said that was passed last March or last week in City Council. The new flag lot.
Yeah. The new flag lot ordinance.
Repeal the overlay zone.
Yeah. So this is the first and only application like this you'll see associated with the rezone. Essentially, the new ordinance will just have a subdivision application go through and come before the Planning Commission rather than doing the whole rezone.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. And so I guess maybe my question is for you, but those front lots can be rented out in entirety, but then no property among these four can build a guest house. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't think that's correct. The original two lots can have guest house, right?
Well, within this specific...
The new lots in the behind can't have guest house.
Within the specific subdivision, and I can always look at the language again in development agreement, but it was agreed that this amended subdivision would prohibit guest houses. I'm not too certain about the new ordinance, though.
Okay, but the way the development agreement is written, none of these properties is allowed a guest house.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I believe in our one meeting last year, there was concerns about water on the western-facing property. Jeremy, are there any concerns with that, the water rights are accessing it from the street? I'm sure engineering signed off on this, but... Any concerns with that?
No, we don't have any concerns with that. Water rights, though, that's actually a private matter.
Thank you. And then, and just to confirm for the public record that all animal rights of all four lots in the development agreement are basically vacated on this, even though two of the lots would be over that allowed amount.
Right. They've been restricted, the animal rights, on these four amended lots.
And then last, the development agreement was passed and adopted by the city council and signed by the mayor in February on a 3-2 vote, correct?
Yes, February 18th.
Okay. So basically, that's already been executed, so just wanted that for the public record. Okay. Anything else for staff before we open public to the applicant?
I apologize. I need to correct something. I unintentionally lied to Commissioner Hollis. The draft of the flag lot ordinance went through all the way through. There was going to have to be owner occupied. At the last minute, the office of the city attorney, we looked at that and determined that that might violate what's commonly known as the right of free alienation, meaning the right to be able to sell or rent your property. And I personally did the research on it, and so I'm a little embarrassed to say that thanks to my research, that provision got taken out.
Did the provision that guest homes couldn't be built on flag lots remain in?
I can see why you would doubt me on that, but yes, that remained in.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. We'll probably have a few more questions for you, but not right now.
Okay, thank you.
All right, at this time we'd like to invite the applicant to come forward. It looks like it's Gordon Mylar Construction, so if the representative from that organization would like to come forward, state your name for the record, and then anything that you would like to add to the staff report, maybe any of our questions we might have raised already. So the time is yours.
Dan Mylar, and I don't have anything in particular to add, but happy to try to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you for being here this evening. We always appreciate when the applicant is here. Is there any questions at this point for the applicant?
How soon do you plan to undertake this construction?
Not too soon. I don't have any plans.
But do you own both lots at this time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My wife's parents live in one, and so, yeah.
Okay. That's all the questions we have for you now. We'll reserve some time for you after public comment if anything is raised.
Perfect. Okay. One additional question for staff.
Okay.
Is there any time limit on when construction has to occur after a subdivision is granted?
If the subdivision is granted, it'll have to be recorded. If it's not recorded in time, then the approval can run out. But once it's a recorded subdivision, then they can sit there with empty lots for 100 years. So,
what you may have on your mind is once a building permit is issued, then you need to build within 6 months or get an extension.
Great, thank you. At this point, we'd like to open this portion of the meeting on this item to the public comment on this. Again, the time will be yours to come forward to the microphone, give us your name and your address for the public record, and you will have up to 3 minutes to give any testimony. One thing I want to point out, a few highlights from last meeting. The commission you'll be addressing the commission. Please do not address any member of the audience. And if you ask any questions, we will not directly answer you. We'll take that back amongst our discussion that we will have with staff following the public comment. Just really brief, because there's not a lot of people here tonight. We expect to be public decorum on that. But if you would like to give testimony on this item, the time is now yours. Public comment is open. Please come forward and give testimony. Please, sir.
I'm Ivan Klodovich. I'm on 10540 South, 3010 West. I guess I'm the only one interested in this development deal. Do I understand that the flag lot is the big lot on the south side, and the one on the north side, is that what's the two regular lot deals?
Yeah.
You would build the house on two houses there and then rent part of them?
We'll confirm that for you after public comment.
Yeah. Okay, I guess that's about all I got to say. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else here in the chamber this evening that would like to give testimony on this item? The time is yours. Once I close public comment, that's it. All right, I'm going to turn just to our virtual online just because we have a future commission member just to see if she would like to give comment on that. Sorry, I'm putting our IT team on a loop. So Ms. Harding.
No comment. Thank you, though.
Thank you. All right. Based on that, I will close public comment at this time and bring it back to the commission for discussion. We did have one applicant who asked, or sorry, one member of the public asked questions about the larger lots, the flag lot. And I believe the answer is yes, because the flag is off the flagpole. And so the further back properties are the ones that are larger remaining properties, and the smaller lots adjoining the street are not considered flag lots. Is that correct?
Correct. The larger ones are the ones in the back in this specific proposed plat. The smaller ones are the remainder ones.
Based on the development agreement, the flag lots have to remain owner-occupied, or is the anchor lots, is that what has to remain owner-occupied?
So in this specific application, that is not a requirement that they be owner occupied per the development agreement.
Okay. Thank
you. Any of the four lots.
But the guest, as I read the development agreement, developer obligation subpart 3, the restriction on guest houses applies to all lots.
Thank you. Okay, any other, sorry, that was our one.
Is it worth putting the map up and then just clarifying that it will be four different lots with four different?
Yeah, can we just get the lot you had where you showed the Hammerhead Road display, just so right here. So the two in gray are considered the flag, the two in white are considered the anchor lots, correct?
Right, the two flag lots are in the back with the extension to the right of way, and the two remainder lots are in these ones.
And before the development agreement, none of them have to be owner-occupied, but none of the four lots can have an accessory dwelling unit and or also known as guest houses.
They can have...
That's still missed it. Yeah, they can have an internal accessory dwelling unit.
That aren't an external.
But not a guest house, yeah.
Yes, so as I understand it, there would be no more than four dwelling buildings with no more than eight dwelling units in the four lots total.
And just so we're all clear, internal accessory dwelling units do not impact the density of the factor of the for the development.
So every surrounding property that can have two dwelling units as well.
Only buildings, separate buildings. Right. Okay. Any other discussion, Mr. Bishop? I'm going to look at you first. All right. Okay.
I do have one. So when they apply for a site plan, is that when it will be reviewed to make sure that they've met all the setbacks and everything that are called out in this development agreement? At what point will that be reviewed, just to make sure that everything is square?
So I could be incorrect, but I don't believe they're going to apply for a site plan. They're going to probably apply for, if they have to, a SRD, small residential development application, or they would just apply for the building permit directly. I'm not sure.
I think if this is approving a flaglot subdivision, then there's no, it just goes from there to building permit.
So any concerns with setbacks was presented to us this evening, or those concerns?
No, I don't have concerns. I just want to make sure that somebody in the city is checking against the master development agreement that, yes, this conforms with what you've agreed to.
Right. So if in the future, when the building plans are submitted for future homes on these properties, there will be a planning reviewer assigned, probably me. And so then the planning reviewer or I will have to go through the development agreement to make sure that all those requirements are going to be met.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And further in the future, if somebody tries to put a guest house on any of the lots, it'll usually, when we have any guest houses that are applied for, we do look at the subdivision plats to make sure that the property is big enough and so forth to have them. But in this case, we'll be looking at subdivision plat, and we'll see that right on the plat says no guest houses allowed. So that's how we'll follow that.
And just a quick follow-up on that. So from a process perspective, when you get those external dwelling units, do you also check for chicken overlay zones because of the building, you know, like the animal, there's like a 20-foot?
That's 40 feet, 40 feet from...
40-foot buffer.
40 feet from an existing dwelling unit, so on a neighboring property. So if it's on the same property as the ADU is, then it's only 10 feet away from the one on the existing properties, but right. Neighboring properties would have to be 40 feet away from.
Right, but that's something that normally happens in the process or?
In the process of reviewing a chicken permit.
So it's chicken permit, but not, so it's, but if someone were trying to add a dwelling unit and the neighbor had a,
If the chicken coop is already there, they don't have to move their coop.
Right.
So, and the dwelling unit, they can, if they choose to be within 40 feet of it, they can. Oh, so.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, we don't require if somebody has a chicken coop in the backyard and the neighbor behind them doesn't have anything in their backyard, but then they want to build an accessory dwelling unit, they don't have to have their dwelling unit 40 feet away from the chicken coop, and the chicken coop doesn't have to be moved either.
Okay.
So,
okay. So just to check when you're doing the chickens. Okay.
Right.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay. Any other discussion on this? Okay.
Just a comment that as long as it meets the master development agreement which I think it does, I see no reason that we would have to stop it.
All right. That was my thoughts as well. So look on that. I'm open to a motion from anyone.
I move that the Planning Commission approves file PLPLA 20240055 Whedon Acres Lot 14 and 15A subdivision amended.
I will second that motion. We have a motion by Commissioner Hollis, a second by Commissioner Gedge. Any discussion to the motion? Okay, we'll need a roll call vote, please, Ms. Valdez.
Commissioner Hollis?
Yes.
Chair Gedge?
Aye.
Commissioner Bishop?
Yes.
And Commissioner Kettle?
Yes.
Okay, that motion passes 4 in favor. And we thank you for this long process, helping us. I know some changes to the city code have been made throughout this process as well. Hopefully that will improve the process for future residents in the future. And so thank you for working with us, coming this evening. We, again, we always appreciate when the applicant comes. I guess we will invite Commissioner Bevins to come join us back up here on the dais. So thank you for recusing yourself with the conflict. And as a reminder, any other commissioner in the future, this will be our training of the night. If you have something that you are materially impacts you, then to kindly recuse yourself from the item. Any questions? I'm sure our client city legal staff, Mr. Simons, will be happy to let you know if it's a question or not. So definitely reach out to staff if you think you might be impacted. So on that, that takes us to our second item this evening, which is item number I.2, the Combine on Redwood Preliminary Condominium Subdivision Plat Application for property located at 11196 South Redwood Road. The applicant is Nate Reiner with CIR Engineering, and Demir Drozic will be our presenting this to Demir.
Yes, thank you. Okay, as you can see, this is the property that's here being applied for. It's about 5 acres. On this overhead view, it's undeveloped, but currently it's under construction. The zoning on the property is MU South Center, which is a Redwood Road mixed-use zone. And this is the proposed plat. What they're proposing to do is to create two building units, to consolidate three parcels into one lot, and to dedicate property along Redwood Road for a public right-of-way. These are just the additional pages on the condominium plat. And to give you a refresher, this project as a site plan was presented before you. I think it was back in spring of 2024, in March. Was approved. Since then, they've approved. Applied, and they've been granted building permits for the two buildings, and they're getting close to getting their CO. They've had a number of inspections, and I just found out that today they just requested for us to come out for final inspections for CO. And with that, I'll turn it over if you have any questions.
And just for the general public, it might be in tenants are listening, COO's certificate of occupancy, correct?
Yes, that's okay. Right.
Sorry. Yeah, I drove by the day and looked like the buildings were standing. Yeah. So just want to make sure if anybody didn't know a COO, it's not a chief operating officer, it's a certificate of occupancy.
Yes.
So, okay, thank you. Anything else for staff at this? Sorry, did I cut you off on your report?
No, okay. I'm done.
Anything else for Demir at this point? Pretty straightforward. Okay, we'll save you any time. At this point, would like to invite the applicant to come forward if he would like to add anything additional. I think they're present this evening, which, again, we appreciate you guys being here. Time is yours. Again, please just give us your name for the public record. But the time is yours. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nate Reiner with CIR Engineering. I don't think we have anything else to add. We're excited for this one.
It looked very beautiful today when I drove by. So
yes.
So thank you for considering South Jordan and being here, so you're close. So, all right. Any questions for the applicant?
I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. I remember you said this was like youth sports training. Can you just remind us what is going into these buildings?
Can I defer to the developer?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm the civil engineer on the project.
Oh, okay.
So,
and yeah, if he could just come out, give us his name as well, and
that goes outside my scope.
Alex Winder. I don't know if you need my address or not, do you? Okay. So we have like a club, GSL. It's a youth volleyball group that's going in. We have a company called Clip and Climb that's out of England. So it's like an indoor kids climbing gym. We have it's kind of like all athletic uses, but we have like an ice bath and recovery place with saunas and stuff. And like a dance place. It's kind of all just all things sports, really, is what we're going for. So,
perfect. Thank you.
Did they meet all the parking requirements for these uses? I hear volleyball and I think tournaments, and I work by a sports facility in North Salt Lake that is crazy busy when they're having tournaments.
Yeah, so we're working with Demir like on every tenant and just going over it to make sure we don't underpark it. Okay. So. We fight a little bit on it, but.
I'll save a question for staff after that. On that, anything else for the applicant at this point? Okay, we'll save some time for you after a public comment, if there is any. At this point, we'd like to open this portion of the meeting to the general public for any testimony they'd like to give on this item. Again, the same rules apply as the previous item. You have up to 3 minutes. Give us your name and address for the public record. So if there's anybody in the chamber who would like to give testimony on this item, including city staff, if you're a resident or not, you're more than welcome to give any items that you'd like to present. And then one more, I'm going to get our new commissioner, Ms. Harding. Just do you have anything you'd like, questions?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. At this point, I will close the public comment. My question for staff, Jeremy, just confirmation, because this property abuts Redwood Road, there is no street parking in front of that. So if they don't have enough parking and they back up on Redwood Road, public safety may become involved, correct?
Yeah, correct. There's no public parking on Redwood Road, so they wouldn't be able to park at all or do any drop off there.
Just the, you know, our restaurant drive-through rule a little bit there on that. Okay.
So what specifically are we approving tonight? It's that the three properties will be made into one? We're not...
So it is the condominium plat, which creates two building units, two mm-hmm. condo units, one parcel, one lot, and dedicates property along Redwood.
Demir, can you explain what it means to create the condominium, like, lot, the amended condominium subdivision plat?
A condo unit, you don't own the land, so you basically own the airspace.
Okay. Any other questions for either staff or discussion amongst the commission?
I assume that when we approved this a year ago, that based on the square footage, there was a parking requirement. As specific tenants come in, does that get refined to any additional degree, or as long as it meets the general square footage parking requirement, that's sufficient?
Well, obviously, we'll check on the tenants to make sure that it's a permitted or a conditional use in the zone. That's mm-hmm. one of the things we're going to check. Parking, if something comes off that's way off, you know, that's something we're going to keep an eye on, because we don't want to end up with any parking issues on the site or out on Redwood. But if nothing outrageous comes as a proposal from them, I guess most of the parking will probably be fine, because we did go over the parking requirements when it first came before us.
Okay. And so we would only see this again potentially if a conditional use permit
yes.
wanted to.
Okay. Yes, yes. Or if they decide to further condominiumize the buildings.
All right.
Anything else? Discussion amongst ourselves or for staff? Okay. Looks like pretty just cleaning up some technicalities and deeding the little property to the city as well. So I don't see anything in concern. If there's no other comments, open to a motion on this item.
I move that the Planning Commission approves file PLPP 2024-00207, the combine on Redwood condominium, as we discussed tonight.
Okay, I will second that. We have a motion by Commissioner Hall, seconded by Commissioner Gedge. Any discussion to the motion? Okay, we need a roll call vote, please. Ms. Valdez.
Commissioner Hollist?
Yes.
Chair Gedge?
Aye.
Commissioner Bishop?
Yes.
Commissioner Bevins?
Yes.
And Commissioner Catwell?
Yes. All right, that motion passes 5 in favor. But so thank you. Congratulations. I hope you get that COO soon. And we look forward to those of us with youth participating in your new facility. So that concludes our administrative public hearings this evening. We have no legislative public hearings. And as in our motion for the agenda, we have moved item number K. So, sorry, Mr. Simonson, I'm 9 minutes short of your goal, but any other business that we would like to, that the commissioner or staff would like to go over this evening? I know our next meeting is scheduled for 2 weeks from tonight, March 25th. Will we all be in attendance? Just checking that. If not, just please send a text or email, and that way so we know, make sure we have a quorum. And how does our agenda look in 2 weeks?
Two items.
Both daybreak?
One daybreak. So
I move to adjourn.
Second.
We're adjourned.
Thank you.